I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media. The legislature has just about 2 weeks left to complete their work on this year's state budget. If they don't, the fiscal year will begin with no funding plan in place. House Minority Leader Representative Phil Lopez of Tucson is a member of the budget team and joined us yesterday from his office in Phoenix. He says despite all the budget work, lawmakers took time out for a memorial service for Senator Jake Flake, who suddenly died over the weekend.
That's correct. I attended the memorial service, and it's very interesting because there, a number of us were talking today about the memorial service, and everybody agreed that unlike memorial services, it was really quite uplifting, and it was really also funny in lots of ways. There was more humor than one usually hears at memorial services. But the place, the church was absolutely packed, Senator Bennett spoke, as did Congressman Jeff Flake. So it was a very, very nice service, because it was especially appropriate because it was such a shock to everybody. Because no one expects anybody to die, but in this case, he had the fall from the horse and broken some ribs, but certainly nobody ever even thought that this might happen. So it was a good service.
Switching gears back to what is going on inside the Capitol, we might as well talk about what we've spent so much time talking about, the state budget. How are the negotiations going, if they're moving at all?
They are moving, Mr. Conover, and I'm happy to report in the last few days, it appears we're making some real progress. Both sides appear to be much more willing to move their positions, the Democrats and the governor on one side, the Republicans on the other side. And I think I'm seeing light at the end of the tunnel. There's been much more movement in the last few days than there has been, and I'm very optimistic. Well, let me rephrase that. I'm somewhat optimistic at this point.
Optimistic enough to say that it will be finished in the next 2 weeks, so it will be completed in time for the new fiscal year?
At the risk of looking into my crystal ball and thinking that it says something that no one else's does, I will predict that. I will predict that we will have something by the end of the fiscal year.
And, of course, this has been made even more difficult by the fact that there is another shortfall, as there was in the current budget that you all had to fix. Any ideas that you can give the listeners now, some of the things that will be affected by this shortfall in the coming fiscal year?
No, the negotiations are such, Mr. Conover, that there's really nothing that's been definitively decided. So I really don't want to say anything very, very specific about the actual outcome might be. But I am prepared to say that we Democrats have continuously sought to protect the gains that we've made over the last 4 or 5 years. Gains in teacher pay, gains in all-day kindergarten, additional funding for universities, and we want to make sure that that's protected. So we will continue to try to make sure that happens.
You've been listening to an interview with Arizona State House Minority Leader Representative Phil Lopez of Tucson. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.